BBC World News.
Hello, I'm Kevin Greening, and this is Music Performance. Welcome to Austin, Texas, home each year to the South by Southwest Music Festival. Let me just try to give you an idea of how colossally important this annual jamboree has become, and how the next hour on BBC World Service could be the only new music listening you need to do all year. The White Stripes, The Killers and Norah Jones are just a few of the names who were no names until exposure at South by Southwest catapulted them onto the global stage. James Blunt's chart-topping success around the world probably wouldn't have happened at all but for a performance in the lobby of an Austin hotel during the festival 4 years ago. In short, South by Southwest is the world's new music radar room. If you want to know who's going to be selling CDs by the truckload in 2008, come to South by Southwest in 2007. So we have. Among the makeshift musical performances I've tracked down for you, Brazilians using bins as bongos and Danes making do in a doorway. Now, everyone here at South by Southwest seems to have had at least one of those little epiphanies that I've come to call Austin moments. These are instants in time when you survey the tableau around you and you realise that what you're seeing could only really happen at the most unusual music festival in the world. I've had several of these Austin moments. There was watching Beijing rock band, yes, that's what I said, Beijing rock band, Lonely China Day, and realising that every time the power cord at the end of a song died away, I could hear the sound of a guitar solo from the gig in the bar next door bleeding through the walls. Two gigs at once, that's value for you. And then there was also doing a double take as I walked past the shop front of an unassuming music store on 6th Street in Austin. Those aren't display mannequins, I thought to myself. They're musicians. They're actual live Danish musicians jamming like their lives depended on it, using the tiny doormat in the shop entrance as a stage. Oh, and the drummer's got a broken arm, just for good measure. These guys, I thought, have got to be worth 5 minutes of my time. Oh, and they're called Vincent van Gogh. Genius.
My name is Janus. We like being a street band, like playing on the street, being close to people and just playing for the people who's walking by. So then we found this this store and we're playing every day here.
It's kind of selling t-shirts and some musical instruments in the front window, and you're here every day getting a crowd?
Yeah, it's great. It's we've met a lot of people here, and actually we had another gig because of this. So we've been kind of busy.
So that organic Austin thing is working, that one thing leads to another leads to another.
Exactly.
Don't let me stop you. Play your set.
Yeah, we'll do that. Thanks for dropping by.
Back from the dead, Vincent van Gogh. How y'all doing, Austin? Straight from Denmark. Everybody walk your walk, everybody talk your talk, everybody do what you want. But do you know, do you know who's gonna light up the show? Do you know?
Brilliant. Vincent van Gogh, that's what they're called. And yes, it is a fine line between doing an in-store gig and just busking. And that line is where the shop doormat ends and the pavement begins. And I think they seem to straddle it extremely comfortably.